Signs of Las Vegas. How can I help you?
Hi, is Credo there?
Credo? Okay, if you could just hold. Who's this?
This is Danny with Cardiff.
Okay, if you could just hold, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Danny. He's on the other line right now, but how can I help you?
Yeah, was there like an office?
I went at the back and he's like talking on the phone.
No problem. Yeah, was there like an office manager or like a controller company that was
this
there?
Is with regards to what? I'm sorry.
And yeah, it was some financing the business has done through Susquehanna last year.
Uh-huh. I can help you with that.
Oh, okay. Do you handle the financial decisions alongside Credo?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. What was your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Christine.
Oh, hi, Christine. Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff, and I was trying to follow up on some finance offers. The bank mailed out to the business. This looks like about two and a half weeks ago, and it looks
this
like...
Is with regards to, I'm sorry, about what? About the, because we got some printer, and it was through Susquehanna, am I correct?
Yeah, correct, and that's, we sent out some finance offers based off that financing, and we had the business pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital. Looks like about $250K. So yeah, I just wanted to circle back with you and see what you got in the pipeline where you guys might need some financing.
Oh, you know what, Danny? Maybe if you can email me a proposal or something like that, just like what you told me, just email it to me at Christine.
Okay.
No. Solve Invoice, S-O-L-V,
okay.
Invoice.
S-O-L-V invoice.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. All right. Yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot you over, you know, a quick email here in 15 minutes. But, yeah, Christine, what do you have in mind? You have something coming up?
Yeah. We are actually trying to expand, too, of course.
Oh, great. But you guys are expanding.
I know, huh?
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. So you're getting everything together. Are you going to... You looking to add on more equipment, or you need some extra?
Yeah, more equipment, and we're trying to move to a bigger place too. So.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Good for you guys. I'm glad to hear you guys are doing well over there.
I know, but the thing is, of course, it's not like definite.
Yeah, you gotta.
It's like actually, Credo is my husband.
Oh, okay.
Because you might be wondering, like, okay.
Yeah, she knows everything.
Yeah, but something like that, we are definitely looking into, like, you know, buying another equipment or moving to a bigger place. Of course, if we need another equipment, if we are actually planning to, we are thinking about it, but it's not like, you know, it's on stone, like, okay, it's a definite, not yet. So.
Yeah, just playing with the idea. Well, have you guys gone shopping and looked at some places, or?
It's actually on the same business complex, because they have a vacancy, and it's a bigger place than what we have right now.
Right.
So you'd
be able to, you know, add more machinery, and also you'd be expanding as well. So you guys have been really busy then, it sounds like.
Yeah, for the past couple of months, yeah, we have been busy. But, you know, this kind of business, it's not like a steady type of business. Like, okay, everything is like, okay, we're doing good. Because some months we are really, really slow. Like, you just want to pull your hair.
Really?
And like, oh.
Yeah.
So, things like that, you know.
Yeah. And
I
how
know,
do you guys...
you're aware of sign companies. It's not like a very steady business unless you have like an account like the casinos, you know, things
uh-huh.
like that.
Do you guys get a lot of casino work down there?
We are actually a wholesale. We do wholesale. We do like trade. What they call this? Retail.
Oh,
so
retail.
Most of the time, we are the third party.
Okay.
Like we do businesses with other sign companies who is not capable of what we are doing.
Uh-huh.
You know, things like that.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's cool. And how long you guys been doing that for?
On the business to business?
Yeah, yeah.
On this location, we are actually on our 2012 fourth year.
Fourth year.
But
great.
Fourth year on this location, but with the other location, and then including this, we mm-hmm. are actually on our ninth year.
On your ninth year? Wow, yeah. So you've been making it for the last 9 years. That's great. And
hanging in there, yeah.
Hanging in there, yeah. Well, what type of equipment did you guys just add on?
Right now we only have the one from we only have 3 Muto printers.
Okay.
So we are thinking of, you know, buying or looking into buying you know, a CNC router.
Uh-huh. And what is that?
That is actually the contour cut, like channel not channel letters. You know, mm-hmm. like the cut letters. On
oh.
foam boards, acrylic.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Glass, something like that.
Oh, okay. Is that like you have a lot of business coming up that requires that? Or,
yeah,
or is that just...
and we have been like turning it down because, of course, something
yeah.
like that. We have to outsource it.
Oh, so
yeah.
Now you can cut out the middleman and you guys make all the money now, right?
Not all the money.
Yeah.
We're still the third party. Just remember that. It's not like, okay. It's other companies that have been, like, asking us, like, hey, can you do this? We would mm-hmm. just refer them to other CNC router companies, you know.
Oh, okay. And now you guys can kind of take on that, you know, that business
yeah,
as
we
well.
Yeah, thinking about it, yes.
Okay. And with that CNC machine, is that... It's going to be larger, I can imagine. So is that why you're getting, like,
mm-hmm.
another place as well?
Mm-hmm. We are
yeah.
thinking on a CNC router or mm-hmm. a direct print printer.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's kind of, you know, expensive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, how much is the CNC and the printer?
The CNC, I believe, huh, with that one, with the numbers on that one, because Credo is the one inquiring around or, like, looking for it or, like, you know, asking
yeah.
around.
So uh-huh.
I am not familiar, but we have been talking about it, and he said, maybe not right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's tough. You know, you got to have, you know, everything in line and ready to go. It's a big move, it sounds like, for sure.
Yeah,
and,
I know, but it's kind of scary too.
Yeah.
Just to venture out something into like a bigger place.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. But I mean, without the risk, there's no big reward, right?
Mm-hmm. That's
yeah.
true. That's true. But
yeah.
But you know, I'm compared to Credo, I'm the you know, I'm like, you know, let's think about it.
Yeah.
But he's the type of person, like, when he decides, he really decides on it. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
He's like, let's go. So you're like
yeah.
his anchor. You keep him, you know, grounded.
Once in a while.
Once in a while. Yeah.
But
okay,
you know
Chris.
What? Just
yeah.
give me, just email me the proposal on what, or maybe on things that we just talked about. Then
okay.
maybe. I can show it to Credo, and then we can talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds great. We do equipment financing. That's our bread and butter. And we also do working capital, where we're able to free up 10 to 15% of top-line revenue as unsecured cash. And a lot of companies use it, you know, either for materials or, you know, as a little cash flow for future projects work, mm-hmm. things of that sort. It's unsecured, so I mean, it's you can use it however you see fit, you know.
In your instance, but the thing, Danny, for that one, for example, that the for cash flow.
Yeah.
How much is the percentage on that one? The interest rate.
Well, yeah, like you know that. That really depends, like how much you'd be, you know, really looking at. Like, what was your gross annual sales?
Gross sales, is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Monthly, I am, wait, let me look it up right now. I actually do not have my
stuff
in front of me.
Okay, what's like a ballpark
to,
like?
Ballpark would be monthly would be around 25.
Okay.
To 35 a month.
25, 35. All right, let's do you know 35.
That's the gross.
Yeah, the gross. So yeah, you'd be like, you know, you probably have like around what 400,000-500,000 a year, somewhere around there.
Close.
Yeah, close to there. Okay, yeah. So I mean, right up there, we could get you, you know, anywhere from like 50 to 75 thousand in as like unsecured cash and like so would you be able to use that to kind of help you like move and either purchase the machinery?
Yeah that's why when you told me something like that so when it comes to that just put everything on the email and
okay.
I could just print it out and then I can talk to Chris about it.
Okay. All right. Sounds good, Christine. It was good talking to you. And one last question before you let me go. Like, when do you guys, I know you're just kind of playing with it, but are you guys planning on doing this right away? Are you guys just kind of looking forward in the future? Or?
In the future. Not yet.
In the future.
Not yet.
Okay. Just getting everything out. No, I hear you. Okay. All right, Christine, I'll go ahead and I'll send you that email. Just some highlights of the programs. As well as my contact info, and if you did, you know, want to see what we could, what you guys would qualify for. It's a real simple process. It's a one-page application.
Mm-hmm.
It would be 6 months business bank statements because they evaluate, you know, the cash flow of the business, make mm-hmm. sure they don't give you anything that's a burden, and also it's your most recent tax return. It would be the first two pages. So like 2014 works if you don't have 2015 yet. And
I have 2015 already. Don't worry.
Oh,
about
you
it.
Do? Oh, wow. So, yeah. So yeah, that's fine. We can use that as well. And do your customers pay with credit cards?
Some pay with credit cards. Some pay with cash. I'm not gonna lie. Some pay with cash.
Yeah.
And then some pay with checks. So everything. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So. I mean, for the credit cards, we just need, like, the, you know, the credit card, the merchant, the processing statements.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just be the most recent, for the past 4 months. And then that's also, it goes into the cash flow. And then after, you know, all that, we can, once you send that all into me, I can get you an answer within 24 hours on what we could do for you. And then, you know, if it's a good business decision, you guys can, you know, take it and get that new place and the new machines.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Just email me. I'm not promising that I'm going to be able to email you back right away.
Okay, that's fine.
Because as you know, it's Thursday.
Yeah.
The craziest day in our week is actually Thursday and Friday.
Really? Yeah. Why? Is that because?
Why? I don't know why, but most of the customers, okay, you have like the whole week. Right?
Yeah.
Monday to Wednesday or Monday to Thursday and everybody would order for Friday.
Huh.
Like, can we have this one like today?
Yeah.
Okay, you have the whole week.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. But it's really, really crazy during this 2 days.
Okay. Yeah, it's everyone's procrastinating, right? And they throw it all on you guys.
True.
Well,
you know what? I can't complain. As
yeah.
As long as you give me the business, I'm
yeah,
fine.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay,
well, no,
then. Nice
it.
Talking to you, Danny.
Hey, it was great talking with you, too. It was a good time to follow up with you and make sure you see my email and everything.
That's going to be same time, but earlier, like 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Okay.
Okay, then. I'll talk to you soon.
Your time. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.